Unit 13. Abraham Lincoln and his Gettysburg Address. Abraham Lincoln, 1809 to 1865, became the 16th president of the USA in 1860. During his presidency, the Civil War between the North and the South broke out, which began in April 1861 and lasted 4 years. One of the most terrible battles was fought at Gettysburg in July 1863. About 20,000 men died in the battle. In November of that year, a portion of the battlefield was set apart for a final resting place for those men of the armies who died there. Great preparations were made for the opening ceremony of the cemetery. Lincoln was asked to say a few words on the occasion. He had written the notes for his speech on an envelope. He was not the main speaker. When his turn came, he spoke for only 2 or 3 minutes. The speech was over almost before the hearers realized it had begun. But Lincoln's Gettysburg Address becomes one of the greatest speeches ever made in USA, and one of the world's immortal pieces of literature. November 19, 1863. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that this nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a large sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or to detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government, of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.